Danny Lake.
Oh yes, rejoice, celebrate. Not only is it 100th show, it's also a day where you don't need to use condoms anymore because you can just use a medical certificate saying you've got no STDs, according to one of my mates. Apparently it's a foolproof system. We put it out there to see what society thought on 131060. Also, dear old Ken, he was too nice for his own good. We teed him up with three luscious ladies. He was like a kid in a candy store. He couldn't make up his mind. He finally did, and fair to say, yeah, Ken found Barbie. Also, 100 shows means 100 swear words on the air, just by random coincidence, actually. We've dumped 100 times in 100 shows. It's a great average, and we play some of the best swear words that never made it to air, but we'll make it on the podcast. We'll still beep out the swear words, obviously. Enjoy the 100th podcast.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
I've got a little friend, and he ran something by me the other day, and I'd be interested to know whether this is dick move or genius move. He's repping 100% strike rate at the moment. I think it's got something to do with timing, but this bloke doesn't like wearing contraceptives. He's a single man, and he reckons he took a girl home the other night. And instead of sort of presenting a condom when they were about to have sex, he whipped out his phone and he's shown her a picture of a very, very, very recent STI certificate that says all clear. He's highlighted all the parts, all the very important bits. Yep, know this, know that, disease-free, with the attached letter that comes at the front as well with the results saying, dear ... just like to inform you that all these results have come back negative, blah, blah, blah. Any more questions, come and see us at so-and-so medical center with the doctor's signature. He carries around a photo of his very recent STI checks that are all clear as contraception. And I said, mate, there's no way this kind of thing is working. He says, there's a small time frame. Any more than about 2 or 3 days since the date that it's been sent, and it doesn't work. But he says that in that time between the printed letter, him receiving his results, and within 2 to 3 days afterwards, his strike rate is 3 from 3. He'll show the women, he'll present it all out, he'll have a chat saying that he always gets tested, he very much doesn't like contraception, and that if she is on the birth control pill, she should consider this as a safe bet that he doesn't have anything. I couldn't believe that all three women said, oh, okay, yeah, that's different. Yeah, right, what the hell? Let's do it. No way. I said, mate, you're just getting lucky. You're picking the right or the wrong women, depending on which way you look at it. And more power to you. Whatever you want to do, safe sex choices, that's up to you. But to use a doctor's certificate as the pass and the proof that you don't have any lurking STIs around, it can't be that black and white, can it? 131060, I'd like to know whether this is a dick move or a genius move. Obviously, he's still giving someone the option. If they say, oh, no, sorry, no, this piece of paper, that's not going to cut it. How do I know that you haven't just made this up yourself? Well, you're going to have to trust. Okay, then I'm sure he'd put the condom on. I'm sure he would. But 131060 is providing a photo of your STI recent medical checkup enough to waver the condom. 131060, are there other guys out there that have tried this before? Women, have you bumped into a bloke that has pulled this out? Hey, no, just check the phone, babe. There you see. Yesterday's date, all clear. Could have had sex in that time, could I? 131060, dick or genius move. We'll get your calls on next. STI certificate. Playing veto over a condom. I don't know. I want to get your thoughts. Dick or genius. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Around the country, 131060, asking this question. I want to know if this bloke, my friend, dick or genius move. So far, it would suggest, all the evidence that he's suggested and presented forward, it's a genius move on his behalf. This is a man, like a lot of guys out there, who doesn't like wearing condoms as it takes away from the sensation. And he likes to hook up with girls who are A, on birth control pills, and B, will accept his form of contraception, which is an iPhone photo of a very up-to-date medical certificate showing that he is STI free. I balked when I heard that. I said, mate, what are you doing? Who the hell are you taking home that's asking you to put on a condom? He said, well, I've got something better than that, bud. Check out this. STD free since 2 days ago. Get around me. Who the hell is saying, oh, okay, well, as you were, mister. I don't know. He reckons 3 out of 3 so far. He does it. He says that not one person has laughed at him and said, no, I'm not taking that. Put the condom on. All three have said, well, I like you now. You're going there, you're getting checked a lot. Obviously, who am I to judge? Then maybe you are. If you're getting checked that much, you must be cleaner than most guys that I'm going to see. Glenn from Kempsey in New South Wales on 131060. What do you think, dick or genius?
Mate, this is a genius idea. Thanks for the lovely idea. this is a great idea. I'm going to use this. Like, I'm not joking, eh?
I can see the positive effects and what he's thought through here. My only qualm is that I think it's got very limited shelf life. I think, maybe he's getting it bulk billed. I didn't ask that. It's probably only got 2 or 3 days before that starts wearing thin. I mean, he can't just be presenting a certificate that's like, here, check out last month's STD check. It's a serious upkeep.
But yeah, exactly. Like, well, I think I'm going to be like best friends with my doctor. So, like, it's going to be like routine checkup today. It's what's going to be happening.
Do we have Glenn in the waiting room? Yes. Yep. On Friday. Yep. Glenn with his 10 o'clock appointment, of course. There we go.
Exactly, right. Mate.
One for genius. Thank you. Seth on 131060. What do you think, dick or genius?
I think it's a dick move.
Yeah, I thought so. The second I heard your feminine tones, I thought that was going to come out of your mouth. What do you reckon? So imagine you bring back a guy and he pulls this sort of shenanigan. What do you say? What do you do?
Oh, I think there's a problem if he's getting himself checked all the time, obviously. Like, I feel a bit like...
Well, he's not doing it because he's getting rashes down there and he's getting itchy and feeling things all the time. That's not why. He's literally doing that because he gets to present this to the woman. It's happened once and it was successful. It happened again, it was successful. So now he just keeps going back to the well and keeps using this pretty much every week now, I assume.
Yeah, no, I see. It wouldn't work on me, I don't think. I'd still want to, yeah. No, thank you.
Better to be safe than sorry, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until I get to know him properly, yes. Then we both go to the doctors together, yes. Then he's clean and I've got chlamydia. Awkward. No, I'm joking. Low-hanging fruit. Thanks, Seth. One all at the moment. Sue, in Brisbane on 131060. What do you think, dick or genius?
Oh, is that me? Sorry.
Yeah, that's you, Sue. Yeah, that's you.
I think, to be honest, it is smart, but what if he's contracted something down there just in the last day or something? And what if the girl has missed her pill, you know?
Well, that's one thing. He likes to fly close to the sun. I guess he's a risk taker. The whole pill thing's a separate issue altogether. And, I understand
for
that.
I think the girl should definitely ask them to put the condom on.
Yeah, yeah. It would be the responsible thing to do. But
exactly.
I'm reading between the lines here and thinking, right, well, if it was an up-to-the-hour certificate.
Yeah, up-to-the-hour.
If he came straight out of the doctor's with the instant certificate. The thing is, I think it takes a couple of days as well, because if he's getting bloods done, it takes like 2 days for the doctors to figure it out in the pathology or whatever, doesn't it?
Sometimes it takes a week, depending on which clinic as well.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it's not up to the date. It's not up to date. Imagine if he's having sex with plentiful women. I mean, he does swear that he hasn't touched a girl since the medical results and since he went in for the injection. So
that's what he's saying. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's all going on hearsay and stuff, isn't it? So what am I? I'm sorry. I've got to put you down for one. I'm assuming you want dick. Poor choice of words.
It's all good.
Thank you. Cheers. All right, Glenn, you're heading to Brisbane. 131060. What do you think?
Genius move, but mate, I've got to say, dick.
Whoa.
Dick.
So, explain yourself. If it's a genius move, but you've got to say, dick, why is that? My heart says genius, but my head says dick. Oh no.
There's only so many times you can ride the bike, mate, before you get dirty.
Yeah, that's true. He is flying very close to the sun. I wait for the day where he shows the certificate. No, but see, just gonorrhea. just gonorrhea.
But she said she was clean.
Yeah, exactly. I took her word for it. She had a certificate as well. What am I doing? Oh, yeah, Jonesy on Insta. He does say, where's her certificate? Well, equal rights, huh? I think he just takes for granted that girls don't have STDs, which obviously isn't true. But I think he goes by the theory of, oh, if she looks nice and doesn't look trashy, she couldn't have anything, which is a myth. It's a schoolyard myth, my friend. Darren in Brisbane, 131060. Yeah, good, thank you. What do you think, genius or dick?
Yeah, I think it's great, mate. I think you just need, when you get your phone, you just need to change the date so it's the day before. So you're always set and always have a franger in your back pocket for backup, mate.
Dead set. Always a franger just as backup. He hasn't been forced to play that card yet. But what do you reckon, just backspace the date every time to save on the Medicare
bills?
Yeah, mate.
Just tell us the day before. They always get set.
Yeah,
that's fine, buddy.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, I think that last move. That's instant dicking, but not a bad idea from Darren. Hey, we're gonna play Radio Tinder next. Speaking of safe sex, all our contestants have been checked. Wakey, wakey! It's Danny Lakey around the country. 131060. Very excited to do this on a Friday.
Radio Tinder.
Every Friday, we try and tee up some of the listeners. It's hard being single out there at the moment. There's a lot to sift through. I mean, producer Felix has been heavy on the Facebook stalk, making sure that all applicants are up to scratch. And tonight, doing things a little differently, we've got the one bloke and hopefully three ladies who'll be buying for Ken's affection. Let's meet Ken. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What do you do with yourself, Ken?
Mate, at the moment, I'm a car detailer, which ain't the best job in the world, but I do it good.
What's wrong with being a car detailer? That's all right, isn't it? It means you pay special attention to detail. You're good with your hands?
Oh, very good with my hands, but I don't like telling people that, that's all.
Okay. I reckon be proud of it. Be proud of that, mate. And it's brave to say you're a car detailer on air, despite you not wanting people to know about that, but be proud. Ken sounds like a bit of a catch at the moment. Why are you single at the moment, Ken? Has it been a while between drinks, or what are you looking for in a lady?
Yeah, it's been a while between drinks, and what I'm looking for in a lady is someone I can get along with and someone that can have a good time with me.
Yeah. What are your hobbies? What do you enjoy in your spare time?
Love motorbikes, love fishing, and not too much into the camping.
Okay.
Yeah, I like motorbikes and fishing.
So a bit of an outdoorsy girl, perhaps? Or do you prefer your potential female to maybe be more hanging around at home, the inside sort of lady, preparing for a man after a hard day's fish? Or do you want them to come join you on the fish?
Oh, no, they got to be there. Okay. No, a bit of both, mate. Bit of both, please, man. Bit of both. Like, I want them there. I need them around me. I've got to have a good girl.
Okay, right.
They got to be with me and enjoy the experience, you know? Like, there's no point in sitting around home all night. I want a mare out there enjoying what I'm doing.
Okay. Ken is a bit of a go-getter, a bit of an outside kind of guy. He's a car detailer. That's a work in progress, apparently. Maybe if you get to know him more, he'll divulge more about that. He's been single for a while. Happy-go-lucky kind of guy. Sounds good enough to me. If you want to be part of the three ladies that will be vying for Ken's attention and affection on the radio tonight, Radio Tinder, 131060, producer Felix standing by and Ken waiting for your calls. We'll do it next. Let's try to find Ken some love. It's Danny Lakey around the country, 131060. Our phones are hot. Plenty of ladies looking for a bit of love with Ken this weekend.
Radio!
Single Ken, car detailer, likes the outdoors. Sounds like a pretty laid-back, nice guy to me. We've got three ladies waiting by. Now, Ken has prepared three questions for ladies 1, 2, and 3 as well. Unfortunately, the name of the game is actually got to eliminate one of these. So, ladies, I know you're on hold and you can hear right now. Make sure you put your best foot forward and answer the questions to the best of your ability. Ken, you're there. You got your first question ready to go?
Yes, I do.
All right. Lady number one is Cheyenne. Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi.
Hello, Cheyenne. Ken, over to you, big dog.
Hello, Cheyenne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I don't want to eliminate you. You seem like a lovely lady. My question to you... Sorry, I've been asked to ask you a question. So
That's fine.
Would you like to be fishing or cooking?
Pretty much a bit of both.
Bit of both. Good answer. Ooh. I like that. Well, we catch a couple of fish. We need to cook it up as well.
I hardly know how to cook, and I can learn how to cook, and plus I've always wanted to fish, as I used to catch fish, like I used to fish.
No, that's lovely. Bit of fishing, bit of cooking. Yeah, excellent.
Cool. That's good, guys. I can already envision it now. Cheyenne and Ken on a bit of a fishing date. They are out there catching a couple of snapper and then barbecuing it up, watching the sunset, sharing a nice bottle of wine as well. Good answer, Cheyenne. Keep that in mind, Ken. As we move over to lady number two, we've got Tiana. Hi, Tiana.
Hi.
Hello. Tiana, meet Ken. Ken, meet Tiana. Ken, ask away.
Tiana, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good. Hey, I've got to ask you a question. That's part of the game. And thank you very much for calling up. Love your work.
That's okay, thanks.
So what do we like, rock or roll?
Pretty much both. Like, can't really go wrong with anything. Like, rock or roll. Like, you can't really go much with any... Yeah.
Are you a bit of a rock guy, Ken? Is that the kind of music you're into?
Love the rock. Love the rock.
Bit of pub rock, maybe, you and Tiana on a Friday night and humming along to a couple of tunes, singing a few cold ones?
Yeah, well, Angry Anderson was down at the Etchell Tavern the other night. That was quite cool, I thought.
All
right. So he's not as young as he used to be, but I reckon Tiana and me could maybe enjoy ourselves down there, hopefully.
How's that sound, Tiana? You and Ken and a bit of Angry Anderson on a Friday night? Like, you have a good time?
Definitely. Sounds like a good night out.
Yeah, cool. All right. Nice. Getting some pretty good answers and some pretty good feedback so far for the big Ken doll. Let's go on to third and final lady, Seth. Welcome to Radio Tinder. Seth, meet Ken. Ken, meet Seth.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Seth, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, Steph, how would you feel about, like, going on a weekend that was total explorer-like? We're climbing mountains and, like, actually getting into the nitty-gritty of things. How would you feel about that?
That would be awesome. I love the outdoors. I go hiking, fishing all the time with my brothers and stuff like that all the time. So, normal weekend
you have
away
brothers?
From me. Yeah.
Cool. So, you kind of know your way around then?
Yeah, pretty much. Growing up forward driving, camping and fishing. Yeah.
That sounds excellent.
Oh, geez, this is very tough indeed, Ken. I mean, you said you were looking for an outdoors kind of girl. All three of them have expressed a love of the outdoors, or at least a love to learn it. A bit of pub rock, bit of fishing and cooking, a bit of climbing mountains as well. Very tough. Cheyenne was girl number one. She said that she'd be happy to go fishing and cook the fish with you and share a bottle of wine. Tiana was into all types of music and enjoyed her pub rock and would very much like a night out on the Angry Anderson and sinking a couple of cold ones. And then we got Seth, lady number three, who would be happy to go climb mountains, raised with a couple of brothers herself, and bred tough and can hold her own. Very tough decision you've got to make now, Ken. It's not easy being a single man and then flooded with three beautiful women who sound very nice, very well-spoken and very go-getter, but that's the name of the game. You've got to eliminate one right now.
Mate, I don't think I can.
Don't make the big dog eliminate all three and let's go to the next break. I'm vicious like that. I'm not as nice as you, Ken. I wouldn't do that, but these are the kind of things that I need to push a nice man like Ken to do. I know it's not in your nature, mate. I know. It's tough. But you do have to get rid of one. I know, Ken. It's a tough time, but you must eliminate one. Either girl number one, Cheyenne, girl number two, Tiana, or girl number three, Seth.
Oh, I'm going to do the wrong thing, mate. I'm going to eliminate the wrong one.
That's all right. You got to eliminate one of them. They'll bounce back. It's okay.
What do you reckon?
Oh, it's not up to me. You got to follow your heart, Ken. Just go for it. There's no such thing as a wrong decision at this point in time. We know that they're all good. There are no losers on this game. Everyone who rings up is very well deserved of the airtime and good on them for ringing up and putting their heart on the line. They'll understand. It's all right, Ken.
Mate, I'm sorry. We'll have to get rid of number one, mate.
Cheyenne, number one, the one who was keen to do a bit of fishing and cooking. How you going, Cheyenne? That's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, you didn't do a bad job. Definitely not. Probably one of the more admirable kickouts on Radio Tinder over the past couple of weeks, for sure. We've had a couple of howlers, but all three of you, obviously, a very strong and stiff competition tonight. And just a little unlucky. Not your night tonight.
That's all right. At least I tried. That's the main thing.
Exactly. Thank you. Ken, you just wish goodbyes to Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, I love your work. I wish I was actually sitting here having a beer with you. That'd be lovely, but I'm sorry.
It's all right. There's still other two women you can go for. Oh.
That's it. Another two. Ken, you got to bounce back. You make sure that you get back in the game, because next, Tiana and Seth, girls number one, 2 and 3, they're going to ask you a question. We're going to flip the house. Radio Tinder around the country. Who's single Ken going to choose, Tiana or Seth? We'll find out next. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Happy Friday.
Radio Xander.
If you've just joined us, good old Ken, he's a single man looking for love. We put the call in on 131060. Had a plethora of women wanting to talk to Ken. He's a nice guy. He's been single for a while. Car detailer, loves the outdoors, sounds pretty laid back. And you can tell he's got a kind heart. Because some people who ring up and play Radio Tinder, you can sort of sense they get a bit of joy about kicking someone out, whittling three down to two. Not tonight. Ken took forever to decide. It was a very tough choice indeed. And unfortunately, we had to say goodbye to Cheyenne just before. The good news for Ken is that he's still got two lovely ladies on the line. This time, Ken, unlike last round where you were asking the three ladies questions, now Tiana and Seth, they want to ask you a question. They want to find out the man who is Ken. Sound good?
Yeah, I'm a bit scared.
That's all right. Nothing to be afraid of. We got Tiana, lady number two. You just before you guys had your conversation about the rock and roll and the pub rock, okay, and the Angry Anderson stuff. So you are back, and it's now your turn to ask Ken something, Tiana.
Okay. So you said earlier that you were interested in motorbikes, that you like that as a hobby. If we were to go out for a day of motorbike riding, what type of bike would you take?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. Are we riding together or...
ride on like separate bikes, but like on same trails and stuff.
Okay. I'd have to, if I could, and if it was running, I'd take the 750 Bonneville Triumph.
Okay.
Is that
I own a... Yeah, it is. Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you obviously know a bit about motorbikes yourself, Tiana, to ask a question like that, because I've got no bloody idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, well, I own a KTM 450 myself, so.
There we go. You guys could be riding off in the sunset together. Good question, Tiana. Thank you. Seth.
Excellent.
On 131060. They've just been chatting about some bikes, Tiana and Ken. It's now up to you. What question do you want to know about Ken?
Given the chance where you would take someone on a first date and it doesn't include fishing or outdoors, what would you do instead?
Okay, first date. I'd like to go somewhere where the lady was comfortable. I would probably go to a restaurant. If not, I would go, if they felt more comfortable with me, I'd take them for a picnic.
Well, there you go. Awesome.
Yeah, not a bad answer at all. Always good to keep in mind how comfortable the woman's feeling on first date mode, Kenny. Good from you.
Thank you.
Both ladies got the power to ask you a question. Tiana asked you what kind of bike you would ride if you two went motorbike riding. And Seth then just asked, where would you take someone on a date if it didn't involve the outdoors? How are you feeling at this point in time? These two sound like both your soulmates at this point. This must be a tough decision for you, Ken.
I like both of them. Mm. I like the whole three of them, actually. I think they're all lovely ladies,
yeah.
and they've all got plenty to offer to the right person.
Yeah, I know. And I see what you're doing here, Ken. It wouldn't be the first time that a bloke's hung up on Radio Tinder and is trying to push for a threesome. Can't do that, sorry.
I've never been into that, man.
I'm just joking. I know what you mean. Three very lovely ladies that have now had to be whittled down to two very lovely ladies, and now you've got to whittle down that to just one lovely lady. It's a tough position to be in. Sounds like you don't like breaking hearts at all. Sounds like you're almost too nice for your own good. And both these ladies, don't worry, they were well aware of the rules when they rang up on 131060, and both these ladies are absolute winners in everyone's book. So it's up to you, Ken, who are you going to go for? Lady number two, Tiana, with the pub rock, rock and roll, motorbike riding conversations you had, or lady number three, Seth, who you talked about climbing mountains with. She's got some older brothers and also maybe taking on a picnic date or a restaurant date.
I'll probably take number three, mate, to be honest with you.
Number three, Seth.
Yes.
All right. And the time is
definitely
come.
Mate. Like, seems like a lovely lady. They all, mate, they all seem like lovely ladies, but I don't want to be outdone because I don't have any motorbikes going at the moment. So, the lady with the KTM.
All right.
Lovely, but she probably duffed me. And, yeah, I'd have to go the beautiful lady with the picnic, I think.
Beautiful lady number three, Seth. The time has come to answer. Do you accept an exchange of numbers, maybe for something to prosper into a date? Do you give producer Felix permission to exchange details off the air and you and Ken can get texting and see where this goes?
Yeah, I approve. That's awesome.
Amazing! Absolutely amazing!
Ooh!
Ken and Seth sitting in a tree. KISSING.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Ooh. Really?
Stop it, you guys. Stop it.
It's been a while.
Stop it. Stop it. Oh, Ken's,
okay.
Ken's a little out of prep. Oh, that's what every man who's it's been a while wants to hear. That's just the sweet, soulful sounds. That's okay. We can take
thank
it
you.
Slow. Nothing to be ashamed of here.
Woohoo!
Getting hot and heavy. Whoa, hell's bells. Producer Felix is getting all the details. He'll tie up all the loose ends. Congratulations. Hey, best of luck to you too. Well done. You sound like two very good, very nice people. So hopefully it all works out all right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Seth, I want all the juicy details if he takes you to a restaurant or a picnic. And I want to see how high you get up the mountain. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Woohoo! Woohoo! It's Danny Lakey, 131060. Happy 100th show. How the hell is this show still on the air? Well, thanks to all the calls, I guess. And occasionally, someone swears. And what we've learnt in this first 100 shows on the air is that there's many ways that you can say the F word or the C word. Some people just ring up in some sort of radio zany prank and just want to drop an F-bomb on the air and see if it gets through. Some people accidentally do it and then get all shy and hang up. Other people, they just cannot literally structure a sentence together without saying the F word or the C word. Here's a compilation of some of the best swear words that are obviously beeped out that we've heard in the 100 shows.
Oh, I love you. Oh, no. I'm on the f***ing radio.
Oh, God. We'll speak in English. The majority of our listeners are just listening in English. And we can't do any subtitles. We don't have the technology.
It's not going to be a tough there, mate.
My first name is Lucille Gwendolyn, but they meant to do it Lucille Gwendolyn as two names, but they...
Oh, yes.
The only way you can find out how they are is they're Adam's apple, they've got bigger feet.
I sort of said it funny to her. I said, oh, sorry, I'm not so swear.
You lived in Thailand for 7 years, it says here.
Yeah, mate, I live in Thailand. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
One emoji I really want to see is...
You got any idea for question number seven? A highly fictional news website presenting gossip as fact.
Nah, mate, I'm lost.
Oh,
okay.
About to get things, man. What the are we doing here? Sorry.
Oh, God.
There was one girl that I thought was pretty cute.
Oh,
and,
God, guys. After DJ Khaled's gone on a frenzy, he said, no, he don't do that. He don't do that.
Yeah, he's a
quid. Oh, for God's sake.
These men, they just can't f***ing get it up.
Oh, stop swearing.
On top of that, baby, had a single bed.
Right.
And I know
mate, it's Keno night.
Did you have a win?
I don't know if I did.
Oh, I don't swear. Number three, a dried plum.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Don't. Did I tell you anything about the United States of America? They call Chuck bloody.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm f***ing.
Oh,
one
God.
2 weeks, she just put a f***ing. She snapped.
Oh.
She f***ing.
Oh,
she,
God.
I'd give a rubber, man.
Super question, hold on. Can.
Oi! Oi! And how many high fives were given?
Well, there was a lot because there's like six of us and, yeah, we were very proud of her, but you obviously weren't.
No, so. I mean, the rest of Australia wasn't very proud with her, to be honest. It wasn't just me getting
Yeah, well, they can go f*** themselves.
I reckon you're 48.
Oh, f*** me. Seriously?
Oh, Jesus Christ. In my defense, she did sound 48. Thank you to all the colourful characters that have kept old Buttons Fingers Lakey quick on his toes over the past 100 shows.